part of why my appreciation of their art has expanded has been my own foray into creating art. Isn't that interesting? Like, if you want to expand your appreciation of creativity, of art, of music, whatever it is, start doing it. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here with me. I have a strange question. How do you know what you like? How do you know? What happens inside you when you're looking at something or hearing something or listening to something or tasting something that tells you that you like it? Is it a pleasant experience? Is it a wonderful experience? Like, are you left full of wonder? What happens inside you when you realize that something that you've just seen or heard or tasted or felt is a good thing, right? Let me go sort of back a little bit. I hate bitter taste. Hate it. Anything that's bitter, I'm like, ew, I don't want anything to do with it. Now, they say that you don't develop your taste for bitter and salty until later in life. Like, the first taste for something you develop is sweet, I believe, and then you move on to sour, and then salty and bitter, and I think then savory. I kind of went sweet, sour, savory. Don't like bitter or salty tastes at all to this day, and I ain't no youngster, right? Yet, when I think about my love of art, and everything always comes back to art for me, you know that. When I think about my love of art, how do I know what I like, right? When you think about what artists you love, if it's fine art versus music, whatever, how do you determine what you like, right? Is it the color? Is it the way they use shapes? Is it the subject matter? What is it that makes you go, oh, I love this piece, right? And the reason I'm talking about this is because up until relatively recently, I was a classics person. I was a Pre-Raphaelite, Art Nouveau, Impressionist person. Holy moly, was I. And in some ways, it's this really representational style that I've always liked. And I've always loved Art Nouveau because it's form and function, right? It was never just, oh, we're going to make it lovely. It's, we're going to make it lovely to sell these cookies. It was a really interesting, Art Nouveau was very interesting. It was because it was one of the first times, if not the first time, artists like Alphonse Mucha were being hired to create art for cigar boxes, for tins of cookies, for milk, whatever it is, for the way the Paris Metro gates were shaped. It was very Art Nouveau. So isn't it fascinating that they, you know, artists became work people? They were no longer artisans, just artisans to be admired. They were also craftspeople to make things that were functional. And that's one of the reasons I've always loved Art Nouveau, because it was this combined thing. And yet, when you look at the Pre-Raphaelites, they were very beautiful and flowery. And when you like, it's really interesting to me when I look at the model for the Pre-Raphaelite painting versus the Pre-Raphaelite painting. The model is usually a very pretty person, most often a woman. So usually a very pretty woman, but not the angel that you see in the Pre-Raphaelite painting. She's just not that, right? The artist made her an idealized form. And that's the artist's prerogative. Totally and absolutely. I have no problem with that if that's what you're going to do. But for years, I loved that work. I thought that notion of idealized beauty and also nature, I'm a big fan of nature in art, was a beautiful thing. And then recently, I started doing this back in, I guess, September, I started doing this art piece a day creation that I do. And it was a way for me to really supercharge my creative brain. I want to be creative all day. So first thing I do, I wake up, I meditate for 15 minutes, and then immediately I create an art piece, usually out of that meditation. Like out of the meditation, usually something trickles in, and that's what I try to create my art piece out of. And that inspiration is there to help me create. And I try not to spend more than about 5 or 10 minutes on the art piece. So that means I'm not going to be able to do anything representational, right? I am not going to make a pre-Raphaelite painting. Not that I could anyway. This is not where my talent lies. But you know how I feel about talents versus skills. You can build the skills, even if you don't have a lot of talent. What it takes is daily practice. You know, I've said this, I say it, I'm going to say it till the end of time. I will be talking about how if you want to improve in something, daily practice, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, is what's going to do it for you. So when I started this project of doing a digital art piece a day, I realized very quickly that I was not going to be creating something that was this beautiful, representational, full of everything that was at all representational. I was never going to be able to do that. I didn't have time or skill level for that. And yet, here's what's interesting that's happened. I have found ways to represent, even if not render, nature, flowers, hills, the sky, nebula, planets, whatever it is I've decided to try. I'm sort of going through the eras of artists, you know, the absurdists, the expressionists, the pre-Raphaelites, the romantics. And I am trying to really figure out for myself, I'm not going to ever do cubism, or the Dadaists probably, but I'm sort of going through, because I love art, I'm going through and figuring out, oh, how can I do this, but do it fast, right? So that's me, and I'm doing this practice. But what's interesting to me about all of this is that I have had my taste expand, not change, but expand. And I didn't think that was possible. Like, I am never going to like Barnett Newman or Rothko. I really can tell that I just am never going to, on some level, I'm never going to respect the work. And that's probably my problem, right? There are people out there who can talk about Rothko's work in hushed tones as if it is magnificent. And that's awesome for them. I just look at that and I go, brown paint. Okay, that just doesn't do anything for me. On the other hand, when I think about my ability to now look at even Picasso, whose work I have trouble with for much the same reason as Rothko, I went recently to the MoMA, to the Museum of Modern Art here in New York City, and was just blown away, not by Picasso, certainly, but Salvador Dali. Just his work has always amazed me. All the absurdists and the surrealists just amaze me, and I've developed an appreciation for the surrealists that I didn't used to have. And I love current Vladimir Kush is probably my favorite surrealist working today. Wow, what amazing work. Now, it's very interesting because it's representational, but it's also absurdist and surrealist. And I love that. I love Magritte. I love all of these folks in ways that I had not really appreciated. And part of why my appreciation of their art has expanded has been my own foray into creating art. Isn't that interesting? Like, if you want to expand your appreciation of creativity, of art, of music, whatever it is, start doing it. Wow. What? I'm going to say that again. If you want to expand your appreciation of art in whatever form, whether it's music, whether it's painting, dance, whatever, start doing it. By doing it, you will get so much more nitty-gritty knowledge of the processes that have to happen that you undertake as someone who's creating in these forums, that you're just going to blow yourself out of the water. You're going to blow your own ability to appreciate and understand and think about and love these creative expressions of other people more because you're doing it yourself. And then you're going to be able to take that entire sensibility of being able to be one with these incredible works of art and bring it to the rest of your life. And that is something that I think is crucial for all of us, right? If you can appreciate someone else's work, someone else's art deeper, if you're also doing your own work, your own art, then you're going to make some serious magic happen in the rest of your life, because that appreciation, that sensibility, that goes naturally flowing into every other part. It's like I imagine water flowing into crevices, it sort of flows into all of them and will eventually fill them all if given enough time. Why? Because you take that sensibility with you in a way that you cannot do if you don't try to do the art yourself. So if you want to deepen your ability to think creatively, first, you can either go to a museum or get online. A lot of the museums have their own online, and maybe I'll put up a couple of the online exhibits that these museums have in the show notes so that you can see them. Go and see the paintings live if you can, or if you have internet access, which you likely do since you're listening to this show, go see an exhibit online and look at the art. So first appreciate the art that way, and then deepen your appreciation by actually doing some yourself. Put pen to paper. Dance, put on a song and dance, and then see how the other dancers out on YouTube or wherever are doing it. It'll build incredible neural pathways in your brain. It will make you appreciate the art, but it will also more intensely help you appreciate yourself and the work that you're doing in your work and in your life. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. It got a little woo-woo there, but I still love it. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.